chapter 5. Let's take just a few lessons from that as we close our time together with one another. Thank you so much for being here tonight. For those of you who brought kids, thank you for what you've done for them. You will not regret that. It is a wonderful thing to continue to teach children about the Lord, but it's wonderful for us all to learn more about Him and be reminded of Him. Daniel chapter 5. We are told of yet another king that Daniel interacted with. This king's name was Belshazzar. He had a great feast for thousands of his lords and drank wine in front of the thousands. Belshazzar, when he tasted the wine, commanded that the vessels of gold and silver that Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken out of the temple in Jerusalem be brought, and the king and his lords, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them. Then they brought in the golden vessels that had been taken out of the temple, the house of God in Jerusalem, and the king and his lords, his wives, and his concubines drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Immediately, the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster on the wall of the king's palace opposite the lampstand. And the king saw the hand as he wrote it. The king's color changed and his thoughts alarmed him. His limbs gave way and his knees knocked together. He called for someone who could read what had been written. There was no one that could be found. And then Daniel is the one who comes forward. Verse 13, Daniel was brought in before the king. The king answered and said to Daniel, "You are that Daniel, one of the exiles of Judah, whom the king, my father, brought from Judah. I have heard of you, that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Now the wise man, the enchanters, have been brought in before me to read this writing and make known to me its interpretation, but they could not show the interpretation of the matter. But I have heard that you can give interpretations and solve problems. Now, if you can read the writing and make known to me its interpretation, you shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around your neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let your gifts be for yourself and let your rewards be to another. Nevertheless, I will read the writing to the king and make known to him the interpretation. O king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar, your father, kingship and greatness and glory and majesty. And because of the greatness he gave to him, all peoples, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would, he killed, and whom he would, he kept alive. Whom he would, he raised up, and whom he would, he humbled. But when his heart was lifted up, and his spirit was hardened so that he dealt proudly, he was brought down to his kingly throne, from his kingly throne, and his glory was taken from him. He was driven from among the children of mankind, and his mind was made like that of a beast, and his dwelling was with the wild donkeys. He was fed grass like an ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until he knew that the Most High God rules the kingdom of mankind and sets over it whom he will. And you, his son, Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, though you knew all this. You have lifted up yourself against the Lord of heaven, and the vessels of his house have been brought in before you. And you and your lords, your wives, your concubine have drunk from them. And you have praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which do not see or know, but the God in whose hand is your breath, and whose all are all your ways you have not honored. Then from his presence the hand was sent, and this writing was inscribed. This is the interpretation of the matter. Oh, and this was the writing that was inscribed, many, many, tekel, and parson. This is the interpretation of the matter, many. God has numbered the days of your kingdom and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Perez, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Then Belshazzar gave the command, and Daniel was clothed with purple. A chain of gold was put around his neck, and a proclamation was made about him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, the Chaldean king, was killed. And Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. it must have been that Belshazzar, when he heard the declaration, he must have thought that if I still give all this to Daniel, everything's going to be okay. Yes, there was a warning given, but once I give him all these things, the warning will be taken back. Belshazzar lost his life that night. So here's our question. Who are you honoring in your life? What are you honoring in your life? Are you honoring the God of yourself? Are you honoring the God of money? Are you honoring the God of pleasure? Are you honoring the God of laziness? Are you honoring the true God? The God that gives you breath? And what is the declaration that will be made about you and made about me one day? Is God going to look upon us and say, the days of our kingdom have been numbered? That our kingdom will be divided and given to someone else? And we've been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Because one day every one of us will stand before God. And just as surely as the judgment had been made against Belshazzar at this point, the judgment when we stand before God will have been made. You and I have an opportunity right now to think about what gods are we honoring? And are we really giving ourselves over to the true God? If you are, God bless you and keep it up. Keep serving the Lord. But if this evening you're honoring all the wrong things in your life, it will not be any better for you than it was for Belshazzar. Take the opportunity tonight. Get your life right. Follow the Lord. If you need to become His child, you can be baptized tonight based upon your faith, based upon your commitment, your confession of faith. If you're a child of God and you have been practicing practical atheism where you call yourself a Christian, but in every way you're not living like one, you need to make that change tonight before it's everlastingly too late. Are you subject to the Lord's invitation? Only you know the answer to that. I can't answer it for you, but you can before God this evening. If you need to get your life right, please come forward tonight while we stand and while we sing for your encouragement.